Hey guys, welcome back to the Angela Bless Show. Woo-woo! I'm sorry about Tuesday, not doing Tuesday episode of Missing Persons, Missing Children. I have started a part-time job in the evening. That's no excuse because I'm always supposed to be prepared. But yeah, I just started just a few hours, 4 hours job to get the equipment and pay back a little debt that I owe back so I can actually be productive in the areas that I need to be at. Because baby, when I get these equipment, oh, ain't no stopping me now. We gonna go. I can sing, can I? Tune into the Angela Bless Show every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on all platforms. On Tuesday, we deal with crimes, missing persons, and missing children. I don't know, maybe I go to 3 days now and do Tuesday missing persons and another day crimes, unsolved crimes, and then Thursday. I don't know. Let's see what God wants me to do. And it's amazing. You can tune into Jive Talk Sports Podcast. Now, I've been doing interviews over there. You need to go check out Mark Kegler, amazing man of God from Jive Talk Sports Podcast. I did an interview with him talking about faith and sports. He's an amazing athlete, mentor, all around guy. Go check him out, guys. He's a high school football coach, and he used to play pro football, arena football, and now he's playing adult football with the Florida Jaguars. Yes indeed. So let me put my other phone on do not disturb. But anyways, guys, I'm gonna do what God tells me to do, because I'm trying to hold on to I'm gonna say worldly music, but I ain't gonna switch my radio station to gospel, but I would also perform and talk about old school music and new artists. I still would do interviews with them. There's no part about it. I would definitely give them the platform to promote themselves, as long as it's positive music, you know, no hidden agenda or whatever. And I definitely will play those music also, but majority of the radio station would be encouraging word, gospel music, and I may do a second radio station with just completely R&B, hip hop, and something like that. But I don't want to do this, you know, just the music with hidden agenda. I want to do some feel good music. You understand where I'm coming from? Listen, guys, my podcast. Oh, I love you. God bless you guys. God bless you guys. For those of you that shared my podcast, for those of you guys, listen, for my top fans, oh, glory be to God. I thank you guys. Continue to share it. Continue to share. I think I'm doing a pretty good job of reaching people. I don't know any questions, but I appreciate you. I got my Spotify rap, even though I don't believe Spotify collects data from all platforms, but I'm actually on all platforms. I'll be heard all around the world. So I think they need to start collecting data from other platforms, you know, because I think a lot of our audience are larger than what they said is. I can see it. I know what my audience is and what my podcast bring, because there's so many people trying to download my episodes and so forth like that. But if I catch it on your radio station where I ask me, you guys gonna owe me. So guys, I just want to jump on here real quick and to encourage you. Tell you a little story real quick before I encourage you. I load tractor trailers. I load those things. Yes. I'm getting paid to work out. So for 4 hours, I'm loading tractor trailers and unloading trucks. So anyway, yes, I've been known to do some hard down work. So, you know, this chick needed to lose about 15 pounds along the way. But listen, so me and this other lady gets this truck. We're unloading this truck, and we get to this truck. Oh my God. So when they pick up stuff, the truck sometimes be messy. And when we get in there, oh my God, this stuff is packed to the roof. And a lot of the cases and trucks that we unload to load into the trailers are the alcohol truck. You know, and those cases are very heavy, very heavy. So I prefer working, teaming up with a strong guy. Not knocking the women. So this particular day was a woman, amazing woman, love Christ and everything. And we like, whoa, just a lot. And I'm looking into the back. I'm like, man, I'm psyching myself out. Like, I don't want to do this. I'm just going to tell him I'm going to go home. I'm going to sit in the, I don't want to do it because it's heavy. It's a lot of work. And so we start taking the truck out one by one. And I can have a space to jump in there to hand her the boxes. So it won't be both of us taken out one by one. And so I'm singing, God is able. And I start saying, Lord, give me Isaiah 40, chapter 41, 31 strength. I'm going somewhere with this, right? And so we're getting the boxes. So we had to use maybe 5 or 6 racks to fill, because that's a big truck. We finally got to the end. And she looked. She said, oh my God, is that, you only got 4 boxes left? I said, glory be to God. I said, sometimes in life, things will be so hard to the point that you don't want to go through that path that God has called you to walk through in life. And just as long as you keep on walking, you hear me say this all the time, the path that God has chosen for you, the purpose is on your life is where you need to walk down, because on that path, you're going to find your help. You're going to find funding resources. God is going to connect you with the right people. God's going to connect you with relationships with the right people. When I say relationship, I don't mean boyfriend and girlfriend. If that's what God wants, fine. I'm talking about to get you to the next level. If you give up at the beginning or in the middle of the process, then you never know what will happen. Listen to me. The process is one of the most important things in life, because you learn from what you didn't do and what you did do. You learn from what emotions you had. You learn to pray away whatever spirit may have rise up in you. You know what I'm saying? We look around the world today and everybody wants instant gratification. Everybody wants what this person had and what this person had. But you got to start from somewhere. And I told a young lady that was helping me, I say, and we was talking about Amazon. And I said, you got to remember, this man started in his room or a small office or garage. And he started by selling books, if I'm not wrong. And then he just blew up. And he just blew up. And so I'm not saying that that's what God wants for you or whatever. God has different tests. God has different blessing for each one of us according to what we want. And it's not about tangible things. It's not about material things. God could be doing something for you to walk down that path, to heal you from some type of disease or health issues, to connect you with your long lost family members or children, and to mend the bridge. Like I said, connect you with the right people that's supposed to help you. You know what I'm saying? Do not give up at the beginning or the middle of the process. Keep walking to the finish line. You understand where I'm coming from? Things going to get hard. They're not going to get easy. You're going to go through test after test and trials after trial. But God will give you peace in the midst of your storms and your trials and tribulations. Nothing's too hard for God. God can do the impossible. And I love this. If God can make a lake or a river in the desert, what more can he do for you in your time of need? Sometimes we go through issues in life and we think God is punishing us. Who hands is up? My hands is up, because I think God be punishing me all the time. I'd be like, God, I've been through a nut. Come on, God, I've been through the betrayal, the molestation 4 times. I've been through being homeless, God. Lights off, not having water, God. And sometimes I don't really know, did I raise my 7 children right? But I did something right, God said. You did something right, because they're amazing creatures of God. I go through it too. I'm not perfect. I would never claim to be perfect. But what I do know, I can take my experience and what I've been through in life and share with other people so that it can help them get through what they need to get through in life. My journey was not easy. It was not microwavable cake. I had to go and get all the ingredients to find all the ingredients to make, to not me, but find all the ingredients. You understand what I'm saying? To be who I am right now today. Yes, I may be going through some stuff right now, but listen to me. At the end of the day, God said, you haven't seen anything yet. You haven't. And so, I want to be consistent in doing this podcast because it's from my heart. I want to help people. I want to edify people. I want to encourage people. I want to definitely, speak to the widows and the orphanage and the homelessness, because I understand how I feel to be homeless. I understand how to feel be rejected and abandoned, even though I had someone there for me, but they was not there. It makes sense in life. You know, I do all of this because I want to do it from my heart. Listen to me. A lot of the stuff I do not get paid for it. But I thank God for the monetization that I get. I don't care if it's $2, $3. I used to complain. I don't care if it's $5. I thank God for it. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So whatever you're going through in your journey, I want you to gear up. I want you to anchor in the Lord. I want you to say, peace be still, despite of bills coming through, despite of your car breaking down, despite of you not having a job and you apply for job after job, and I know it can be stressed out, despite if you're a convicted felon, you're trying to get your life back on the right path, despite if your husband left you or your wife left you or your significant other left you, despite if your children are doing wrong, you continue to do what God calls you to do, because life does not stop because you have problems. Life does not stop because somebody broke up with you. Life does not stop because your car broke down. Life does not stop because you want to throw a pity party. You got to keep it going. If I had given up 20 years ago, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. Or my kids wouldn't be who they are. You know, they're not perfect. Well, we know our kids are not perfect. But they are good and they are right. So right now, I want to pray for anyone that's dealing with any issues in life. That you think God is punishing you. God is not punishing you. It's just a part of your destiny. It's a part of your destiny. I want to pray for anyone whose season may have came to an end with a significant other, a friend, or business relationship. It was time for them to be released. They not leave you. Sometimes God will remove people out of your life to save you or to for you to stop dragging people on your path with you if he didn't ordain for them to be down that path. Sometimes God just wants you and him. Sometimes God don't want you to go tell your friend this or your mentor this. Sometimes God want a one-on-one encounter with just you and him. I heard Apostle Marilyn said, you know, she posted something about, you know, your midwife might have, somebody had may have dropped you or was supposed to be in your midwife or something in that category. And she said to, you know, get a one-on-one time with God and let him be your midwife. It's possible. God can save you. If he can save a drunk, broken wrench that was drunk, broken wrench, hurting, angry, mad, enraged like me, what can he do for you? You are love. You are amazing. You are beautiful. You are all that God can be. I know the bills are due and the rents are going high and the water and so forth. But listen to me, God is your provider. God is your Jehovah Jireh. God is your on time God. God is your just God. God would do move mountains for you. You got to walk it out. Faith. After faith, you got to preserve and keep your eyes on God just as Peter did when he first stepped out the boat. And when the waves went to going and the noise went to going on, Peter focused on the things that was going around him instead of keeping his eyes on Jesus. How's your relationship with Christ today? How is it? If you was to die today, would you go to heaven or hell? Where would you go? That's a question you need to ask yourself. Right now, Lord, we thank you for this message. Father God, do not allow anyone to make me their God, because we have a true living God. We thank you for King of Kings. We thank you for you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords over everyone and everything. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that you are Lord Christ. Right now, God, we pray for anyone that may be going through trial after trial, storm after storm. We speak right now, peace be still into their lives. We pray for those that are financial burden, God. We pray that you open the windows in heaven and let it rain. We right now into their lives. Loose it right now into their lives. Right now, God, we bind up every negative influence, anything they may be listening and seeing through their eye gates or in their ear gates, God. I pray that they would draw closer to you and less to the world, God. God, I pray for those that are about on the verge of being homeless, God. Make a way out of no way for them right now. Curious miracles. When I say curious miracles, it's just coming from anywhere. You don't know how it came. Right now, curious miracles. Bless those that in need of transportation. Bless those that are in need of job. Bless those that got a second chance of life and trying to make everything right. Open the right doors for them right now. I pray for the widows, God, that you will comfort them and give them peace and joy and love. I pray for the orphanage, God, that you will come into their life like never before. And those that are homeless, God, let them not beg any longer, God. Bless them despite of what they're going through in life. And right now, I want to pray for all the youth that's in high school, elementary school, are dealing with some type of homelessness. Lord, I pray right now that you will just find a billionaire, God, that will open up these doors for them. I'm talking about the right billionaire that is sent from God, that he will buy this land, God, and just build on it and give these people free place to live, and that the taxes would be paid for the rest of their life, and they could pass it on from generation to generation. They're not allowed to sell the houses, but they're allowed to pass it on from generation to generation. We love you, God, for there is none like you. We give you honor and glory in Jesus' name, amen. So guys, I don't know if it's going to be too much, but you know, I know I can do it. I just have to be consistent. So I might go to 3 days instead of 2 days. So I might do Tuesdays, Thursdays, and might do Sunday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so Friday. I don't want to do Saturday. I might do Sundays. I'll pray about it, you know, and see. So I definitely want to help people. When I say crime, to get people help, you know, also. So I love you guys. Again, thank you. Thank you 1,000 times. May the blessings of the Lord come to you tenfold for those of you guys that actually share my podcast and that loves me. That's how I get paid. Share. Make them numbers go up. And, you know, with Spotify, they want you to listen stuff at Spotify, on Spotify. So go on Spotify and hit likes and follow me, guys, on Spotify. And actually, I am on live with the speaker app and iHeartRadio. I didn't do it today, but I got some things that I have to take care of that, because there, you know, over there, I think you're allowed to download the people podcast or something like that. But that is a great app. I think I'm going to do both. I got to figure out how I'm going to do it. But once I get this equipment, it's going to be on. It's on. I love you guys. Continue to be blessed. This is Angela Blessing. I approve this message. Oh, stay tuned for Miss Bonita Copeland's interview on Jive Talk Sports Podcast on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You definitely need to look, listen to her. She is a survivor of lupus. I want to actually give a sit down with her and talk to her about her life and how she won by one. But I just did a quick interview with her because we was on the football field. So we'll sit down and talk to her about what she went through and how, you know, she's overcome. Continue to pray for her and her family, because she, you know, she had a loss with her brother and her mother all within the last period, 6 months upon each other. So, you know, glory be to God. Love you guys. Be blessed.